Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, one of the first things that's joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining in through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great half hour coming up for you today. We're going to kick things off by speaking to actress and model Margaret Luce. She's making her second appearance here on our program. We're going to talk to her not only about her journey in the entertainment industry as well as being a producer, but how she's also giving back as well. Philanthropy is also that's a part of our second guest that we're talking today. We're going to be speaking to Victorino Naval about his journey, also what he's been able to do in business, also in film, and then, of course, through his foundation as well. Two great guests that are joining us this afternoon. And I think what is so great about them is that not only have they been able to find success in their own lives, but they've also been able to project forward and to help others, in not only in their pursuits in life, but also in giving back in major ways. If you remember, I talked to Margaret Luce actually last year, and we were talking about her journey, and it just seemed like a natural thing for her to be able to give back. It didn't seem like anything that really required a lot of effort just because of the kind of person that she was. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us to be able to take away from both of our guests today, both from Margaret and also from Victorino, about what they've been able to do, how comfortable they are in themselves, and then, of course, the example that they're setting for all of us. You know, a lot of us consider ourselves to be fans of individuals. Well, these are two individuals that are actually doing something that we should all try to emulate, and I think that's the powerful thing about them. Success is great, but being able to share it forward, I think, is another great thing. I also want to remind you that tomorrow, on Saturday, we'll be having our Conversation Pieces show. That'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central. That's 10 a.m. Pacific time. There we'll be speaking with author Terry E. Hill about his book come Sunday morning. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Again, that's going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern right here on Conversations Live. As I said, our first guest today is Margaret Luce. She's returning again today to talk to us not only about her journey, of course, as an actress, model, and producer, but also what she's doing to pay it forward to help others as well. Margaret, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Oh, this is so nice. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for being back on with us.
Oh, I'm so happy. Listen, I had such a great time with you the last time. I felt like I left an old friend.
Well, look, that is a great thing to know, Margaret. You know, I was just talking about we have Victorino is coming on after you, Naval, and the work that he does. Both of you guys are so invested in helping others, but you have been able to find your own success as well. I want to start off, if you don't mind, by talking about the balance. Why it just seems like a natural thing for you, because you've been able to get a part of the success that you want, to be able to give back and help others as well.
Well, I truly feel blessed, and I feel that when you can, you should, and in any way, and it doesn't have to be monetarily, but even of your time, and I feel it felt that way, and that's how I was raised. But
yeah.
I'm raising two children. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I like them to learn by example. You know, I like for them to see that, and I think my mother was a wonderful mom in that regard. She always reached out to help others, and I saw that, and I saw her also sacrifice her own time for it. But, you know, it's the rewards are incredible.
Yeah, it really is incredible, especially to see, you know, the impact that it's having on individuals. So for those who may have missed our first conversation, Margaret, you know, you shared a little bit about your journey, how you came into this career. I mentioned, of course, just some of the things that you were able to do as a model, actress, of course, also as a producer. Talk to us about that industry and what originally led you into that industry.
I think escapism a little bit. You know, I loved to act out parts. It was a little bit of a fantasy world also, and that's what originally led me to it. And then, of course, I was discovered as a model, and I went on to do that, and I studied at Utahagen in New York, and one thing led to another, and it just really became a way for me, and I love it, and I'm really having a resurgence in my career right now, which is so much fun. I had the pleasure of being in a play read with Blythe Danner and Edward Herman, which was just insane for me. It was like, you know, if you play tennis, it would be like playing tennis with Bjorg or McEnroe. And
right.
I just fell back in love with it again. And it's been great. And I've been getting these wonderful jobs because of that, I think. And, you know, when you're with somebody like that on the stage, it really ups your game quite a bit. So I'm having a great time at this point in my life. And I'm having a ball with my daughter. She is also involved in acting and modeling. And we just came back from a trip from Los Angeles. I shot a short film, which is an installation for a museum in Denmark with a well-known artist. And that was so exciting, just doing all this strange. I didn't really know what the job entailed until I got there, but it was really incredible. It was an amazing creative journey. So I loved it. And that was for a week, and my daughter was with me.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what happens when you have well-behaved children. You can take them everywhere.
Yeah. But, you know, Margaret, you bring up a great point. I mean, you're raising two children, as you said. And mm-hmm. I think what is so great about you and others is that you can do what you do. You can have that time in that other world. But you still are able to stay true to who you are. Is that something that has been easy for you along this journey? Because there's so much about the industry that tries to pull you into its mold of what real is. Has it been difficult for you, and how have you been able to stay true to who Margaret Luce is and also show your children the same thing?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was raised pretty conservatively, and I was very particular about things that I did and projects that I accepted. And it's funny because I'm really having this another opportunity, and I am a bit older, so those parts are not really coming my way, which is wonderful. So I'm able to do these rich characters and be a woman and make the choices that I want to make. And I'm just blessed that I'm able to do that and work. But yeah, it is, you know, I think anything in life. I mean, God, working in an office supply store, you could have things go on. You know, it's everywhere in the world. You just have to know who you are.
Yeah.
And I think you also have to be able to stand up to something that is wrong. If something is wrong, it just goes against your grain, and it's a huge mistake, and you shouldn't do it. If the hairs go up on the back of your neck, you should really think about it, because just carrying that around for life sometimes. And there are girls that make some mistakes, some guys, and I'm sure that they wish they hadn't. But, you know, just follow your intuition. And it wasn't hard for me. I always had a strong moral compass that my mom sort of instilled, and my dad. To a certain degree, he was an athlete. He had a lot of, he had a lot of strength in his life. So I just really never wanted to do anything to embarrass him, to be honest with you.
Right.
So I hope my kids don't do that to me. But, you know, I'm raising them in and around the arts also, because it's a wonderful way to express yourself. And not everybody is the same. And I think it's fun when you can escape into your little creative world and imaginary world sometimes. Fun.
Exactly. I like the way you say that, escape into that world. But then, of course, you know, or also knowing, as you said, who you are and being comfortable in that and letting that shine through as well. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with actress, model, producer, Margaret Luce, as she's talking to us, not only about all of the great things that she's doing, but, of course, what she's able to share with her family as well. She mentioned her daughter also is following in her footsteps, also being a part of the industry. Margaret, I want to go back, if we could, to the giving back, because I think that is in the times that we're living in now, and you said something interesting, and I want our listeners to really get this. It's not just about money. You mentioned time. Kind of talk about that, because that's something that all of us can do.
Well, just imagine going to the hospital to visit your friend. You know how much that means to a friend, right? And some people don't feel comfortable going to hospitals, but you just take away that holding somebody's hand, a look in the eye, you know, maybe it's that person on the side of the street that you want to dismiss, but just sometimes just one little act of kindness can change someone's life. And I really believe in doing little things in big ways in that regard. And there are so many things that we can be doing, and there's so many great people. I live in a great community of givers. And again, it's really, my mother actually donated her time in the soup kitchen, which is kind of incredible. So, you know, the fundraisers are amazing, and the people that raise all the money, everybody's needed. You know, it's sort of a structure. You need to raise the funds to buy the food, to feed the people. But then there's the people that actually need to be there to work in the soup kitchens and all the volunteers that you see in hospitals. It's just such a huge thing to do in life. And every time I do something like that, I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away with how good it makes you feel, you
right.
know?
Right.
And it's not that time consuming, you know, if you just made an effort to do something once a week. But I find it as rewarding as writing a check.
Wow. And I think that really goes to the whole essence of what humanity is all about, being able
mm-hmm.
to find however you can do whatever you can do, and not using the excuse, well, I can't give this, or there's no way I
right.
can give that, but finding what you can do.
Yeah, there was a wonderful nurse that I met who took care of my father. I lost him last September, and, you know, what she did was just so humane and wonderful, and although it was her job, it was just, there was something else in it. She was born to do what she did, and she was so incredibly kind and just went out of her way to make sure he was comfortable and that we were comfortable, and I'll just never forget her. Actually, I told her if I won the lotto, she did. I won't forget about her.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I know a lot of ears perked up when you mentioned lotto. That's been a big conversation around here lately because of the
know,
way the Powerball has been growing. So, but you have hit the lottery in so many different ways, to borrow the phrase, Margaret, because of being able to do something you love, being mm-hmm. able to meet individuals, you know, that, as you were just saying, you know, is really a dream come true, to work with individuals that you love and respect. And then, of course, to be able to give back, you kind of have all of that to be able to shape. Has your idea, and this is what I thought too, I went back and listened to our first conversation. And
mm-hmm.
one thing, of course, I think that revolves around all of this is our whole idea of ourself, our whole idea of what we can do, and our idea of success. How
mm-hmm.
has your idea of success changed with your evolution?
Wow. I want to really accomplish certain things, and I really want to accomplish certain goals, and I've been working on that mission. I'd like to do it surrounded by my children. I don't know. It's just we're in very interesting times, and we don't know how much time we have, and I think I'm just really kind of looking to live life to the fullest. In every possible way, and taking risks even, you know, with that, and entering into business again and maybe producing projects. You know, we don't know if they're going to work out, but you have to take the risk. You have to try.
Exactly, exactly. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that, and I think that is one of the great things, you know, being able to go with life and to go with the flow and to realize what can be. Just by your being yourself and being able to do what you're supposed
to
do. Yeah,
because there's nobody like you.
Right, exactly. And
that's
that is
the thing we can be guaranteed of unless they start cloning us. There's nobody like you, and it's up to us to be us, you know. And
right.
unique and shine, and everybody deserves a chance, you know, to do that. And I don't know, I feel it's kind of my turn, and I've been really taking advantage of it and having a ball in the process.
And we're so proud of you and grateful for you, too, taking out the time out of your schedule to do this. Again, Margaret Luce, everyone, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and everything you have going on.
Well, I have a, you know, my wonderful Julie Nguyen is working on a website, MargaretLuce.net. I have a website, and I'm Googled. You can see my lovely house that I just repurposed with vintage furniture, and I redid everything myself. It was quite fun. And I'm always on the board with CARP down here in West Palm Beach on 45th Street. But I don't know how else. I'm working on a few projects right now. This film we're very close to signing on, so hopefully I'll be able to tell you about that. And it involves a major Oscar winner, actually. So that would be really exciting, and I hope that goes our way. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
That is a nice tease for us to invite you back for then.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that. But as you said, though, they can always Google you, find out all the great things that you have been up to. And MargaretLuce.net is the website that's under construction right now, and they can
exactly.
go ahead and bookmark that to be able to check back for details. And, Margaret, thank you so much. I want to say, too, I apologize. I know we were supposed to have this conversation yesterday, and we were having some technical issues yesterday. And so I'm so glad you were able to reschedule.
No, I am. And listen, talk about multitasking. I've been dressing, putting on makeup, and I've got to go to a little cocktail party in Palm Beach, so it's fun, and I'm just glad that we could do it. That's why I said, can you hear me? Because I'm on this new Apple my iPhone. First time I'm using it, actually. So this is a lucky conversation.
Well, I appreciate the conversation, and we hope you have a great weekend, Margaret. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait till we speak again.
Hey, same here. I'll definitely be looking forward to that.
Cheers.
All right, again, that was Margaret Luce, everyone, doing amazing things. As I said, I mean, she has her hands in a little bit of everything as an actress, model, producer, but also as a philanthropist, being able to give back and to do amazing things in that regard. I think, and she said something that's so great to me, and that is, of course, there's no one like you. If there's something you want to do, go for it. That is what you're supposed to do. And don't wait on that perfect opportunity. You know, as she said as well, you know, for her to be able to get into the industry like she did, you know, that was amazing in itself. But she took advantage of every opportunity, and she's still doing that. And look at what she's able to do and also share with her daughter as well. So it's great to be able to see that. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we have Victorino Naval will be joining us live to talk about his work also in film and what he has coming up with his foundation. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Victorino Naval is an individual who is doing amazing things as well. We were just speaking to Margaret Luce about all the great things she's been able to do as a producer. Also, as an individual, very active in business, Victorino Naval has been able to also give back in amazing ways, especially when it comes to children. And I think for anybody, of course, you know, Margaret Luce just referenced her children. I think anybody who has children knows that is a special place in people's heart to be able to do what they can to help children, especially during the holidays. Well, Victorino is here to talk to us not only about his own journey, but also what he's been able to do to be able to help others as well. You know, I think when we start thinking about individuals and giving back, and the reason why I wanted to ask Margaret about her idea of success and why I loved her answer was because a lot of times we attach success to a dollar amount, or we tie success into what our house looks like instead of what we've been able to do with our time here, however that might be. And that's why I love what she said about not knowing how long we have, so the importance of making the most out of each and every moment. That's something all of us can do, and I think that is how we should look at success, not again by the way that others may try to judge it or gauge it, but just by being able to be the most of ourselves and to give the most of ourselves and however we're able to do that. Victorino Naval, as I said, has been able to do that in business. Also, of course, I'm in film as well, working on some great projects. But one of the things that is really important to him is the Victorino Naval Foundation and the work that it's been able to do in helping others. And I think when you hear this conversation, what I want you to think about is, what can I do that I'm not doing? And because I think it's very easy for us to say what we're not able to do, but what can you do? That is the question I think all of us will have to ask ourselves, and then be able to, once we ask ourselves that, be honest with ourselves about the answer for that. And that is what I think, you know, will make us be better individuals. Again, I want to remind you of this. I mentioned it at the outset of the program that tomorrow we have conversation pieces. We'll be talking with author Terry E. Hill, myself, and also Charles Clark, the president of Nebo Publishing. We'll be talking to Terry E. Hill about his book come Sunday morning. There's actually a sequel to the book coming out later on this year, actually during the summer. We're going to talk to Terry about his literary journey and also about the book, what he hopes readers will be able to take away from it. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. I've had the opportunity to interview Terry before on the radio, as well as for our magazine and even for the state newspaper here in Mississippi. So it's been great to be able to watch his evolution and to see his name being able to get out there and him being able to do what he loves so much. My producer just told me that we don't have Victorino with us. We're going to keep trying to bring him in for the segment. If he's able to join us in the next few minutes, we'll be glad to be able to bring him in. Also want to let you know this, that, you know, this, of course, is the end of the month for us. It has been an amazing month here on Conversations Live. We actually reached our 200th guest for the year for 2012, but also our 2,000th guest since I've been on the air since 2003. Just an amazing amount of information has come in this month. We've had now over 90 guests this month, another biggie for us here at Conversations Live, and that really is because of you. All of you guys have made that possible for me, and I appreciate all of the love and support that you've shown me in this show. When we went from being on just one day out of the week to now being on three times a day, you guys have showed your support for us, and that really does mean a lot. So I want to say again, thanks all of you for that. My producer just told me that we do have Victorino Naval joining us live here. And as I mentioned, he's an individual who's been able to find success not only in business but also in film. He's also here to talk about his foundation and the great work that it's doing. Victorino, thank you so much for being on with us. Hello, Victorino. Can you hear us? Okay, I think they're trying to work to bring him in, so we'll let you guys know about that. What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, we'll try again with our connection with Victorino. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.